This Steve Jones Show podcast is now loading. The Steve Jones Show podcast is presented by Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, and NIL Game Changers. Bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, and Brewers Outlet. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And this half hour being brought to you by our good friends at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. Ford, Kia, Hyundai, best in new inventory, great pre-owned inventory with the Sunbury Motors guarantee. And great to have you with us on the show today. I am joined by a man who for 25 years has had the thrill of carrying another person to the finish line. That is my broadcast partner, Jack Hamm. Partner, welcome. Great to have you with us.
Well, thank you, Steve. I think it might be the other way around, but it's a fun time to be broadcasting Penn State football.
It is. So, Jack, is there a certain consistency to this team that you've noticed as each game has gone by?
Well, I think the big thing is I noticed midway in the season, when you go on the road, you play a tough Southern Cal team and you get behind. You go on the road, a tough Minnesota team, and you get behind to them as well. There was no panic in this football team. You're down by 10 against Minnesota. You just continue to work at it. You know the plays will come both on offense and defense. And you ended up pulling out tough football games on the road. That's the consistent thing that has happened all year with this football team. And I think they just gained confidence in every game. So, and you saw the end product here against Maryland on Saturday.
When you look at Drew Aller and the progression that he has made at quarterback, Jack, it's now to the point where he's about to make the 26th start of his career. What kind of difference does that make in the guy that we're seeing now compared to the guy we saw maybe in his 10th or 11th start?
Well, you know, I think a lot of people have, I think, taken him for granted. I mean, he's at a 71% completion clip right now, and that's everybody thinks it's a ho-hum year he's having. He has been very consistent. I just love the fact that he was able to make plays in the fourth quarter to bring our team back. And it's not, you know, looking downfield and running with the football, but looking downfield, finding the open receiver. The fourth down play at Minnesota that sealed the game is a good example. I mean, initial read is not there to Singleton out in the flat. He thought maybe he could run with it, which he's been able to do a lot this year. But then he sees out of the corner of his eye, and I'm sure he's got great peripheral vision. He was able to come back and find Warren back on the backside and get him the football. Those kind of plays where he's looking to make a big play downfield rather than run with it. And then when he does run with the football, it's a key situation and keeps drives alive.
Jack, we are the only broadcast in the country where we have to identify the quarterback on every play. And that means, of course, every once in a while it's Tyler Warren. The versatility of Warren, I mean, we knew he was capable of it, Jack, but to see it play out in real time, what's it been like for you to watch this guy play so many different spots and make a difference in all those spots?
Well, Steve, I've been around football a long time, both playing and obviously broadcasting as well, and to see the things that he can do on the football field are just amazing. And that, I talked to James about the fact of, you know, teams that are going into a game and trying to take away Tyler from our offense, but it's very, very difficult because we're lining him up in so many different places. We're shifting him out. We're motioning him out. He's staying in the backfield. So many different things. It's very hard to try to get a double team on him, and we're just able to work himself free so many different times against that zone defense. He's too strong for a defensive back. He out-physicals that. And then for a linebacker, he's quicker than the linebacker. So he's a bad mismatch for a lot of defenses. And even when they're trying to target him, it's so difficult. But the one thing I just loved about last week, he put a flare pass out to Singleton. As an ex-quarterback from high school, put the ball out in front with great timing, just enough for Singleton to get the ball, keep his momentum going forward, and just barely get a first down downfield. all those little things that he has done, the short yardage, all of that. I have not seen a football player make this kind of an impact on a team as much as Tyler.
And you watch him play. You weren't there yesterday, but you'll be there, obviously, tomorrow and Friday. But you watched him make a play yesterday, I did, and it was so a ball that's no way you should catch. He made it look effortless, and it seems like he makes all of this look effortless.
Well, you know, Steve, he's got really good body control at 6'6", 6'6", 6'6", and the out pattern he ran, he just got positioned on the defensive back last week, and it's an 8 or 9 yard out pattern. The ball is right there. And plus, I'll tell you what, the timing right now between Aller and Tyler has just been outstanding. On a couple times he'll line up in the slot and run the out pattern. The ball, he turns out of the break and the ball's right there. Those kind of timing, you know, you can't defend those kind of plays. I don't care what kind of defensive back you have back there. That's just too good a timing they have right now. And I think they just got a feel for each other right now, which makes that offense so much better.
How important is it going to be moving forward? Last week it was, I think, Amari Evans to a point. If they could get both Evans and Wallace into the mix to go with Warren, what kind of difference can that make for Penn State?
Well, you're talking about at each level in the passing game. I mean, if you get Amari Evans, because he can run that post pattern, he's probably one of the fastest guys on the team, and he caught a touchdown pass a couple weeks ago and also just missed one as well. But to stretch the defense there, and then with our tight end, we just talked about Warren, but also you have Singleton at that third level, which is out in the flat, and then you get him the football in open field. That triple level, as we've seen over the course of many different years here at Penn State, is tough to handle when you get the protection to get rid of the football, and one of those three are going to be open. And if you have to drop it down to Singleton, that's a mismatch.
Catron Allen, of course, has done Catron Allen things this year. But Singleton has that burst, and he's back to really just about 100%, Jack. What kind of difference has that made for Penn State the last couple of weeks?
Well, I think it's been a big difference all year in the passing game, because I think they came into preseason camp with the idea of getting Allen and Singleton involved in the passing game, and they have done that this year. I mean, out of the backfield or the one-on-one routes with Singleton or the wheel route, and getting the football to their backs out of the backfield, especially down on the goal line. Like I said, on that fourth down play, mm-hmm. they were trying to get the ball to Singleton,
right.
And Minnesota did a great job of covering him up. And that's why Aller had to go to the backside. But those two guys have made a huge impact on this passing game. And I think it's a big reason why Drew Aller right now has a 71% completion average.
To show you how much I have matured in watching the game, I want to talk about now the smartest position on the field, and that's linebacker. I mean, have I come a long way or what? I mean, I've come a long way, haven't I? So Kobe King, I think early on, you know, always has been great against the run, but now you see him in the pass. What does it mean to have an every down linebacker that you're not giving away packages because of personnel on the field?
Well, I think it goes back to preseason camp, Steve. And
yeah.
When we're working on from the 10 or 15 yard line in, with normally is with the, you know, the corner on the wide receiver or the safety on a tight end. But we also had those guys one-on-one, you know, against our linebackers. And our linebackers, Tony Rojas does a great job in the passing game, but Kobe King just made himself better each and every year. He's much more mature in that mic position. He finds the football. But down on the goal line, when it's one-on-one coverage, he is not a liability, but he's more of an asset out there because he's done a great job.
Right.
And they worked at it. These guys have worked at the passing game. Because if you just play the run, you play the run tough, but you're out there in the passing situation, which is a big part of, you know, 2024 college football, you don't want to be a liability in that passing game, and they are not. Kobe King and Tony Rojas do a great job. Dominic DeLuca, I've been touting him for so long. Our linebacking crew this year has just been outstanding all year long, but they, especially when they go into the passing situation, they make some big plays, and Tony Rojas has come up with a couple of interceptions.
What is it about DeLuca, Jack? When you watch him play the game, what allows him to get maybe an extra step, step and a half, that puts him in the right position?
Well, first of all, his vision. What he sees out there, he reacts to very quickly. He did that on the drop for the interception against Minnesota. He gets underneath. He feels the route run behind it. He understands the passing game, what offenses are trying to do in the passing game. When you play a zone defense like he was on that play, he's got to make sure that ball is it does not come out on a line, but over top of his head where now the safeties have a chance to make a play on the football. He understands that part of the passing game, made a great drop about 12 to 15 yards, got underneath the route. But the biggest play, I mean, as an old linebacker, watching him cover a wide receiver because you're in the red zone area, he understands that there's not a lot of real estate. He understands to get underneath that route and make the ball go over his head, which it did for an incomplete pass, and he had to settle for a field goal. Those are the things. When he sees something out of the field, he anticipates that. He doesn't guess, but he anticipates, and he's there to make the play. He's not the most gifted guy out there, but he may be one of the smartest on defense. He's kind of like Tyler Warren of the defensive side of the ball, where he is just a smart football player and makes those kind of plays all the time.
That play on Spencer, the wide receiver for Minnesota, was an unbelievably outstanding play. Linebacker on wideout, and he cut off the pathway. Brosmer had no choice but to throw it away.
Exactly. He understands where you have to stand down in Disney. You understand you're in that red zone area. You got to be aggressive underneath. If he does not do that, and if he gets too high on the play, now the quarterback can drill the football, and you end up missing on that play. So Luka understood that, stayed a little bit shallow to make sure he's underneath the receiver and make the ball go over your head. There's no way that ball gets in there for a touchdown because the back of the end zone has to go over to Luka. And he just caused an incredible incomplete pass on a third down play where they're trying to get in for the touchdown. He forced the field goal.
Up front, Abdul Carter makes the move from linebacker to defensive end. He still plays some linebacker from time to time based on third down packages. He ends up being the Big Ten Defensive Player of the Year. Denied Dennis Sutton. Inexplicably, Zane Durant is honorable mention and not one of the first three teams, but that's just my opinion on something like that. What can that front, I know they mean a lot in every game, but what can it mean in this game against a Dylan Gabriel?
Well, first of all, this front has just gotten better and better each week. And Zane Durant has just played phenomenal football from that inside tackle position all year long. But we're going to have to get pressure on the quarterback because Gabriel's a guy. I mean, he makes everything go for this football team. I mean, they've got an outstanding running game. They got balance in their offense. They can throw the football downfield. They average, I think, 448 yards per game. But it's going to start up front. And when I talk to these guys tomorrow and Friday, that defensive line will feel that the responsibility is on them. It's against the running game, but also putting the pressure on the quarterback and making sure you stay in your lane for the quarterback. Gabriel will, in fact, run with the football. It made some key third down runs, keep drives alive for his offense to stay on the field. And that's another, I think maybe the biggest key on their third down conversions are right around 49%. That is so high offense. And we're going to have to make sure our defensive line especially gets them off the field.
Yeah, that's the other part. People don't realize, Penn State on the other side is 47%. So you got two teams that have the ability to keep their offenses on the field. Which one buckles in that situation, we'll find out. Jalen Reed and Zakii Wheatley, the two safeties. Obviously, there's no Winston, but how impressed have you been by those two back there?
Well, I think we expected Jalen Reed. I think coming into this year, in the preseason camp, when you and I talked, we knew Jalen Reed was going to be a big factor. Obviously, a change with KJ being injured and out for the entire season. And he has been what as advertised. He's made big plays, made a big play in the Wisconsin game. He can also bait the quarterback into throwing the football downfield and then driving on interception. He thrives and he loves the fact that he can pick off the interception downfield. And a guy like Wheatley, who is just a solid open field tackler, he's almost like a half linebacker out there. He's very physical with 200 pounds. He's made a lot of good open field tackles where you're not going for technique on your tackle. You're trying just to get people on the ground so there's no yards after the catch. And Wheatley has done that all year, punched the football out on the goal line against Ohio State to cause that turnover. Those guys have been outstanding, and it's going to be a challenge for them as well. Like I said, not only the running game for Oregon, but they've got outstanding wide receivers. Stewart might be the best one, yeah. And Johnson is now back and healthy. So our secondary is going to be challenged in this game as well. Probably the biggest challenge this football team has had all year long.
As I said to somebody, I said, you get to this time of the year, everybody plays really good.
you're not playing against the number one team in the country. They don't have many weaknesses.
I mean, when you've looked at them, Jack, what do you like about them?
Well, I like the balance, and I think they're patient with their running game. You know, you average 179 yards rushing, or 170 yards rushing a game. Boy, I tell you, it makes the life for your quarterback a whole lot easier back there. Play, you got to honor play action, and then times he gets out of the pocket and he'll run at times. And it just seems like the time you think you're going to get off the field with him, he ends up getting out of the pocket, scrambling, throwing a football, or running with the football to keep those drives alive. And it, which gives them another possession and opportunities with all their skilled people. But, you know, I really believe it does start with that, with James, their running back, and, you know, if they're able to run the football effectively all day long against the Penn State defense, we're going to have problems because I think it all feeds off of that. And if we can stop the running game and get him into passing situation where they have to throw the football, that would be advantage Penn State.
Jack, it's been an incredible run to this point, and there's still more to be played. Looking forward to Saturday night.
I am too, Steve. I think it's back to playing Oregon right now. I think this team is looking forward to it, and I can't wait for Saturday to get here.
Jack Hamm, my broadcast partner, 25 seasons and growing. Okay. Oh, man. We'll come back with more in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Party time, game time, or just fun time. Doesn't matter what time it is, because it's Brewers Outlet time. The Beverage Supermarket has the area's largest beer selection. Imports, microbrews, ciders, and domestics. Pick from over 100 ice-cold 12-packs and dozens of 24-ounce singles. Soda, snacks, hot sauces, fresh roasted peanuts. Make it one-stop party shopping, and don't forget the pickle bar. So whatever you're celebrating or just doing it up, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, wants to see you. And thank you for your years of patronage.